Hi there, you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, over the past couple of weeks, we have been featuring the band Dive Exit, and I've got one of the members right here. I'm joined by Harry, who is the vocalist and guitarist of the band. Harry, hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad at all.
So, you guys have recently dropped your debut record, Colours Collide. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, of course. It's a few years in the making. It was a bit of a bumpy road getting it finished. We actually lost the bandmate during the recording process. So that was a bit hard, and it took 2 years to make. But now we eventually got it done, and we had a really good team around us to get it over the line. And we're really, really happy with the results. But it's been a long time coming.
You mentioned there that you lost a band member.
Yes, we did.
Losing someone that close to you is horrible. But how has that shaped the music that you make?
Well, John's influence will always be within our music. You know, it's all over the album, because there's a couple of songs on there that he wrote, and then, you know, the majority of the songs on there we wrote all together. So it'll always resonate. And yeah, it's difficult. It's very, very difficult. And obviously we had a period where we wasn't sure what we're going to do, but we're just very lucky that we've got a very close circle of his friends, mutual friends, his family, who have given us, you know, their blessing to carry on. So we feel like that's the right thing to do. You know, we want to go all the way, and we want to very much take Jonathan with us. So.
Excellent. I mean, the record was produced by Tristan Ivemi, who's done some work with Frank Turner and some others. So how did he take your guys' sound?
It all just sort of clicked, and we showed him some demos that we've got, and then he sort of told us what was rubbish and what wasn't, and he sort of got his hands on it and tidied it all up. And yeah, they eventually turned into a few of the tracks that are now on the album. And then obviously we wrote the rest between us as time went on. But yeah, it was that's basically it. I think that's how most things start with us, really. We just whip demos together and see if they're good or not, really, and then we go from there.
The title track of the album and the single that's being pushed at the moment is the song Colour Collide. Can you tell us a bit about that and just how that is an overall picture of the record?
What we try and do, you know, if you look at any band we're influenced by, it's all sort of really big sounding, big guitars, you know, big crashing drums, and a melodic vocal. You know, that's what we like to do. And I think Colours Collide is a really, really good example of that, because it's heavy, it's got riffs and guitar solos and whatnot, but at the same time it's really strong melodically in the vocal. So I think that sets a good standard for the rest of the album. That's what you can expect if you would go on to listen to the rest of the album. But I mean, this is the thing, that the interesting thing about us is that we every member has a different sort of, we're all rockers, you know, ultimately, but we all sort of come from different places. So I'm sort of more classic rock. I love like AC/DC, big guitar riffs, whatnot. And Rich, our drummer, he's an absolute beast. You know, he's influenced by Led Zeppelin and John Bonham. And then Stefan, he's into all types of music. He's, you know, he's the type of guy who you sort of walk into a room and he'll just sort of start playing sort of freeform jazz on the piano and you think, what? So there's all different influences that we come from, really. But yeah, we're all like rockers, and we try and sort of, in a way, wangle it all together, and the result is ultimately Dive Exit.
I suppose it'll be a long time until we get a freeform jazz piano solo.
yeah. I mean, we won't get any of that in, but that was just an example of me of giving sort of how diverse Stefan is musically. Yeah. You know, he's the rock route that he comes from. He loves sort of Royal Blood and Queens of the Stone. You know, that sort of, that like sort of heavy, riffy, sort of almost dirty, sort of bassy sound. That's where he sort of comes from. And there's a few songs on the album, actually. One in particular, This Is a Calling. And you can tell that sort of definitely come from Stefan. In this day and age, you know, guitar music is so hard to sort of get out there. You know, everything just seems to be so techno-based or electronic-based at the moment. So, you know, we're just very sort of adamant that we are what we are, and, you know, out-and-out rockers, really. But not to the point where, you know, it takes away from the music. You know, we wouldn't just write a bad song for the sake of being a hard rock song, you know. Our spectrum ranges from heavy to sort of soft rock, really.
So what's next for you guys? You've got a show coming up in London. So
Yeah, so basically we have a show coming up in London on this Saturday. It's on Saturday, the 11th, at the Courtyard Theatre in Shoreditch. Got some really, really awesome acts playing before us as well. We've got a guy called Harry Marshall, who's an indie rock guy, and he's awesome. Got another guy called Alex R.V. Phillips, and he's wicked as well. So we've got a really good lineup. It should be a really, really good night.
You know, your album's out there, single's out there. Yep. People are going to know it. So is that a lot different than just playing to a sea of people who have never heard of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's always really, really good to hear. You know, for any artist, having your music acknowledged, you know, is that's why we do it, really. Not from a big-headed point of view, but just, you know, just to know that your music's resonating within people, and for people to take the time out of their day and pay the money that they earn to come and see you, and because of your material, you know, it's really encouraging.
With this being your debut record and the first big jump into the music industry, you know, compared to you guys in a garage or something, sitting playing, how does that now differ to being on the stage and having a tangible record out there? It must be quite surreal.
It is surreal. It is surreal, you know. And the funny thing about it is, especially when you hear something on the radio, you know, when you hear something that you've worked so hard on and fought so hard for, and you're still critical of it. You know, that's the thing, you know. You don't ever switch that part of your... I think it's the same for all creative people. You never switch that part of your brain off that sort of says, oh, I wish I'd have done this and I wish I'd have done that. But then it gets to a point where you have to, otherwise you drive yourself mad. So, yeah, it is quite surreal. It is surreal because you get that... what you've been working for so long, but then you also, you know, it does a funny, it's a funny contrast, you know. No, I'm very wary of thinking, you know, the word, you know, like we've made it, we've done it, because we certainly haven't. This is just it's a small step in what's going to hopefully be a very long career, and we've just got to hope that, as I said earlier, our music carries on resonating within people, and yeah, one day maybe we'll play bigger stages and we'll keep going forward, you know. That's the aim, you know. We're trying to cut our teeth, playing as many shows as we can, you know, it's difficult these days because it feels like most people's following is online. But yeah, no, just that's the only way we learn. That's how you improve as a musician, you know. We've done it. We have done it before, you know. We played, I think, in front of 3 people before.
Wow.
I think even that might have even been a sound check. So, yeah, we're just going to crack on, mate, you know, and work hard. That's the only way it's going to happen, really.
So, finally, where can listeners of A Little Alternative catch up with all things Dive Exit?
So, basically, they can follow us on Instagram on at Dive Exit, DiveExit. You know, some people, we know we've been billed before on a gig called Dave Exists. It's honestly, we've had, I think, Drive Exit as well. But no, if you want to follow us, it's we'll keep you updated constantly on Instagram at Dive Exit, Facebook, www.facebook.com/Dive Exit. We're currently just working on our new website. Our old one's down at the moment, but that'll be up and running. Mm-hmm. And all our email, all our details, contact details are on all our social media platforms. And you can listen to the album on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere really. We've got it on all platforms at the moment. The works, mate. The works.
Harry, thank you very much.
That's all right, mate. No problem. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.